just life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? What's up? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. And your boy, Steady J. And man, y'all in for another crazy show as usual, because y'all know how we do it. Crazy. But man, they show, man, it's going to be very informational. So, informative, excuse me. Oh, man, but of course, I got one of my co-hosts with the most in the building, my girl, Tara Lamont. What's up?
What's up?
Oh, man, that's much. You know, it's Wednesday. And it is Wednesday. I know we. It is hump day after dusk, and y'all know what we always let you know. Every hump day, we always tell you, if you're going to hump somebody, please do it.
Please do it responsibly.
All right, so he got that public service announcement out of the way, so people weren't doing crazy. Especially Valentine's Day is tomorrow, too, so we definitely let you know that, you know, I'll be careful tomorrow, you know, they said do it responsibly, because, you know, Just be careful how you do things tomorrow, because if you don't want something, you don't want it to the 9 months from tomorrow, then you need to make sure you come prepared. That's all I'm going to say. Because
mm-hmm.
I know how some of y'all are. I know how you are. All right, so of course this week's show, you know, we bring back one of the new segments we started this year, and that's the When Two Worlds Meet segment, and that's when we take two different entities, whether it is music and modeling or food and writing, whatever. We put it all together and we bring these two different worlds and connect them in some form or fashion. And today's show, we got very special guest in which she's going to help us with our segment from this week, in which this edition of When Two Worlds Meet is tech and entertainment. And that's basically going in on the technology world and entertainment world and how they both intertwine each other, especially in this today and age. You know, you definitely, if you're not tech savvy, you are 10 steps behind. And I said 10 steps behind. You are 10 steps behind if you're not tech savvy. So I'd be sitting there, I don't know how to work my phone. You don't know how to do that. We already finna be far back behind. We far along. You just told me you can work your phone.
True. Very true.
Yes. And the guest we have on today is known for, she is a proud owner of Your Computer knees of Toledo, Ohio. Excuse me, of Toledo, comma, LLC, and that's in Ohio is how I want to say it. Thank you. And she's also the host of WMCL, Miss Computer Lady Show. That is Miss Amber Hawkins, a.k.a. Miss Computer Lady. What's up, Miss Computer Lady? And Miss PC.
Wow. Ooh, wow. Thank you. Hello there, everybody. How you doing, Ted?
Oh, yes. You know,
hello.
That's great to have you.
I'm great. It's a blessing to have you on our show today.
Oh, thank you all so much. It's a blessing to be here, and thank you. I am very honored.
Thank you.
Oh, you know,
no
it's just a pleasure. You know, it's a pleasure because I think it's something, especially, you know, it's Black History Month. I've been telling people Black History is just about, as y'all find out from trivia and stuff, as I told y'all, Black History is not just about, you know, hey, when are Martin Luther King, you know, it's not just that. So Black History is being made every day. And so y'all just got to look at the people that are doing, that's making big moves. And you being an African-American woman that's making moves out of Toledo, you know, it's a very, very great look for the African-American community.
Oh, wow, thank you. I just try to do my best as far as letting people know about computers, about the different programs, and doing what I possibly can to make sure they're trained or at least refreshed in training or have the knowledge one way or another.
Yeah, I like the fact you said, you said something very key that you said professionally trained. I say that people can't learn things on their own, but some people, y'all need the help, man. Y'all need to be here, come touch them, touch y'all with a blessing, man, because woo-wee, heavy, hurting.
Uh-oh.
How do you sign in? Just saying something like sign in, like, some people, some things you just can't teach. It's hard to teach some people some stuff. It's just something you're like, I don't know, you can't comprehend that, man. We got a long way to go.
That's definitely true for a lot of people. They want, like, a quick explanation. It depends on what you're asking for, because there are some things that it's going to take more than a quick explanation for you to learn it and also to master it. There are some things in which, no, as said before, you need to be professionally trained, and this is a business, which means, yes, I am one of those small business owners that need to be paid.
Exactly. I mean, if Bill Gates said he was giving out classes and whatnot, you're not going to go up to Bill Gates and say, hey, let me get a hookup, man. He's going to give you a discount. A discount.
There is quite a difference between a discount and a hookup, believe me.
And I would tell people all the time, even if you call it a hookup, please understand it's not for free, because you're going to be putting some kind of work in, whether it's with your money or with your time. So you pick which one you want.
That's true. That is definitely true, because it takes time to prepare for what is involved in the training, because it depends on what the person wants to learn, especially now, and also get informed with the changes as far as music industry is concerned. Although I'm not that first, I have learned a lot, actually, from being an internet radio talk show host. And I discover still all the time how many, when it comes to computer literacy, aren't as literate as they think they are. I'm not being insulting. I'm just being honest. When you're thinking about everything as far as promoting your music and all of that, the key word to think of is digital, because you have to promote your music everywhere, from iTunes to CD Baby, from Facebook to LinkedIn, from Twitter to Reverb Nation, and all from there. Are those outside of the internet realm? No, they are not. They are part of the internet realm. You have to know the term, the long reading that you do not want to read, but in order for you to understand what's going on, if it will be beneficial to you, you're going to have to read. And where are you going to read it from? The internet. And if you don't want to read it from your computer screen or smartphone screen or tablet screen or Netflix screen or whatever the screen you may have, including the iPad, what are you going to do? Or what would you like to do? You would like to print it out. How are you going to print it out? You're going to have to print it out from the internet. Be it if you have a PC or personal computer or a Mac or an Apple or a Macintosh.
I'll be real messy because y'all know me. And y'all already know personally who, what my favorite operating system is, because I talk about it all the time.
Oh, please.
Yes, I got to put you, I guess, you know, I got to put you because, you know, especially some people, they always got what, something to say. What is your favorite, what's your favorite, your personal favorite operating system?
My personal favorite operating system? I have to admit, right now, it is Windows 7. I do love it. The improvements from how the other Windows worked, it's been great for me. You have some people who believe that Linux is the best. You have some that believe the Mac OS operating system, for short, is best. You have those who, and I'm glad you asked this question, if your operating system is still back to Windows 95, Windows 98, you need to upgrade ASAP, because as far as I'm serious. This is 2013.
Because I know people that still use 95. That's a sad part.
Yes. You have got to get away from 95, get away from 98. The updates for them no longer exist. If they still exist, I'm going to research and find out where, and is it from a legitimate site? Even SP is about to be done away with. Not quite yet, though, because there are still people who cannot birth themselves on Windows 7 or had problems with Windows Vista and had to go back to Windows XP and not even thinking about Windows 8 yet. Are there some pluses for Windows 8 for those who got them? Got it? Yes. Are there still some bugs that need to be worked out from Windows 8? Yes. The reason being is anytime a new operating system is introduced, not all the bugs have been worked out yet. Is it worked out as far as developers? Yes, but you have to know how to do it and what to do with it. Do you need to know this as far as in the music industry? Not necessarily, but will not hurt to have someone who is technology savvy in taking care of that for you, because I know your concentration is the music and getting it out. But if you do not have the literacy enough to even know that, then you are going to have a problem. Will you need to have someone who has technology savvy and have them do whatever you need to do for free? Well, maybe, maybe not. Or maybe starting at first. But as you're going along, know that when it comes to having that person or person who has that technology knowledge, know in the back of your mind that because it is business, and sometimes you have to gain the contract instead of the contract business or via Skype or whatever, there is going to come something called a payment, something called a contract, something called it's not really going to be for free anymore.
Exactly. And you just knocked on a lot of points because I definitely have to agree with, because me personally, like I tell people all the time that they're in this illusion that, oh, they don't have to pay for anything. Hey, I actually find it invigorating to pay the people who deserve to get, you know, that they're putting in work for me. I'm like, hey, ooh, man, I got a chance to pay these people for always being loyal to me, and that they have a service that I can use. I'm gonna pay them for their service, because at the end of the day, I think you should support that person that putting them in holding you down.
Exactly, I agree with you 100%. And I want to explain as well, Steady and I, and a good number of others can relate to what has happened within the last couple of years. Everything is becoming more technologically advanced. There are many more outlets, but how are they done? They are done via the internet, one way or the other, which involves what? Computers. Which involves what? Being computer literate. Which involves what? Having that knowledge so you can do everything from loading or uploading, rather, your music on iTunes and following whatever is required from there. To such sites as, again, Reverb Nation, Django, CD Baby, on from there. If you're trying to get your music as far as with the different internet radio station websites and also internet podcasts, do you know the difference between an actual internet radio station and a podcast? So on and so forth.
Definitely. I'm going to check. I know Tara got some stuff, too. You know, I heard being a model, too. You know, people just think it's not just, you know, it might just be music, but models, too, there's a lot of stuff that they had to deal with as far as it comes to technology, too. Because, again, I remind people, wherever this whole thing, I think that models are dumb, you got to get that out of your mind, because there's a lot of models that are like PhDs and stuff, so I wouldn't say that so quick.
yeah. Most definitely, I can say us models do have to use internet and technology, period, because it's like, you know, internet is such a big promotional advantage for all models and really anybody of any entrepreneurship, any type of business that you're in, period. You know what I'm saying? It takes technology. And what a lot of people don't understand, they say, oh, we don't need internet, and I mean, the internet basically runs everything, from even TV now. I mean, you have people that's watching, like, WorldStar and YouTube and, you know, such for from the internet onto their television screen. So, I mean, as far as promotional reasons, it's just what you need to do for yourself, exposure, and even to make connections and even to actually learn more about modeling, it takes you to, you have to go to the internet. It takes technology, most definitely.
I'm glad you said that, because having knowledge of internet, having knowledge of what you're going to do as far as for indie artists, you have to think of yourself as a small business owner. For you as a mom, you have to think of yourself as a small business owner.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned about contracting. Some people might ask something to the tune of, you know, is there like a sample of a contract in which I can model off of and just cater it to me? How is that going to be found? Back in the day, as they would say, it would be, if you knew the person, they would have a hard copy of it and maybe mail it to you or even fax it to you. Now, if you have to have it where they would say, hey, man, you know, I found this on blankyblank.com or .net or .biz or whatever.
Right.
You have to go to the internet in order to check out the sample. us. Hey, man, just Google it. Hey, man, just go to yahoo.com and put whatever you need to in the search. Go to AOL, whatever the case may be. You have to, and I'll repeat, you have to be first as far as your knowledge. Can you have a foundation and continue on from there? You can have a foundation, but you need to build upon it. There are still millions of people who don't even have a computer literate foundation as far as the basics is.
Well, shoot, that being said, we're going to go to a quick, we're going to a music break, and then we come back. We got a lot more to talk about. I just saw that video you just showed me, Mr. Peeler. I looked at the description. It already gave me an idea. And we're going to talk about some of that, too, when we come back. Actually, that ties into it. Oh, man, it definitely helps tie into this. All right, we'll be right back on Life at the Dust Live. Your boy, Teddy J, one of my co-hosts is with the most, is Cheryl Lamont. Alright, Miss PC, I'm about to play. Since you're on here, I'm about to do it right. I'm about to do it completely right.
Ooh, okay.
Okay, so I'm about to play one of your favorite songs at the beginning of the music break. So I'm not going to tell you the name of it, you're going to have to hear it. Alright,
okay.
Right there.
Alright.
Say, baby, can I talk for a minute? I
Hello, everybody. This is Miss Computer Lady, WMCL. And whenever I'm not busy, I tune into Life After Dusk Live with Ceddie J on The Dusk Spot.
I heard that game, right?
I
go Life After Dusk Live. Yes, I told you. I told you. I was gonna play one of your songs, Miss Computer Lady. I thought I had some of my sleeve.
I loved it. I appreciate it. Thank you.
It's like excited to be hard there because, you know, I like that song about as much as I like Quiet Time. Like, Quiet Time, you know, that was my song for the longest. I'm like, hey.
Yes, it was.
I'm playing that next break. I'll play that the next break. Yeah, I'm playing that song next break. You don't know how happy that song is. It's happy. You know, especially, like, it's a subtle way of saying, hey, you're going down. That's all I'm talking about. It's subtle. It ain't, hey, I'm about to tear it up, girl. It's like, it's subtle. It's sneaking up. It's like, oh, yeah. It's kind of like when a girl, when they kind of tease you, she show you some leg and be like, ooh, look at my legs. You know, she ain't quite showing you the whole enchilada. She just showing you her legs. And you go, oh, my, woo, 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 all that. That's kind of like how that song is. It's like, it's enough to get you riled up.
Yeah, you can say that.
Yes, okay. Let me call me Woosa. Okay, so. You that video you sent me, I mean, I got so much to talk about that alone. There's so many different ways to go about that. You know, let's let y'all know in the chat, Phil Peeler had posted a video and it was about why most rappers go broke. Ooh-wee.
Ooh-wee.
There's so many different things. And, you know, it's a start of even before you even add technology into it. There's so many things, but add technology into it too. And you got a whole nother reason why, you know, it's like you got to use a lot of this to your advantage. So I'll let you kind of talk about that, Ms. Computer Lady. Kind of, you know, share what you, kind of your thought process on that. Why a lot of entertainers go broke, why some rappers go broke, why some models go broke or whatnot. Explain, kind of put your two cents on that.
Let me say it from this point of view. When I saw those videos, I was doing some research from past archive shows. You know, I was thinking to myself, I was thinking of trying to get another revenue stream, rather, and I was like, I do like music. Music has started at that time become more technology savvy, or finding out that there were those who didn't really know it yet. I said, okay, so let me do some research. What I got was a real education and wake-up call and more about business, because a lot of people, according to the video, and apparently still today, although it's an old video, are not first as far as the business side of everything is concerned. There's something called diversification. Because when you look at those videos, a lot of those artists are saying there has to be, as part of you, more than one way to generate income. Mm-hmm. The way it was, let's say, old school. A lot of times, the selling of the CDs or the records on the shelf. And many independent artists have to understand, your package says a lot. If you're going to come across with just the CD and the CD case, maybe that would have worked some years ago. You're going to have to really step up your game now. Your product is going to have to look just as good as what you would see on the Walmart shelf, what you would see on the Kmart shelf, what you could see any other shelf out there. You have to understand that a lot of artists who have been in the game have had an education on how to play the game. Like the saying goes, and it's still applicable today, don't hate the player, hate the game.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, she must have dropped the knowledge.
I was right there.
Gotta do the poetry tap on them.
Yeah, I do like spoken word poetry too. Yeah, don't hate the play, hate the game, because hate all you want. Some of these artists who are out there and out there now, you don't know what they had to go through to get there. You have to understand there's got to be in the music industry, as it's been brought on these two videos, more than one way, as I said before, to generate income. There are the record sales. If you've got someone who is tech savvy and knows how to work it, there's those digital downloads and digital uploads. You got to work that around. Virtually, how are your numbers being read? Do you know the numbers that I'm talking about? Because the music industry, when technology came forth, had to get an education on technology, especially back, can we say, Napster back in the day? Because Napster really woke up a lot of people in the music industry, because people found out how much money they were losing.
Mm-mm-mm.
There are similar sites that kind of took that formula. That's a whole nother show. But there needs to be awareness of that. There needs to be awareness of some of the things that they said was, you as the artist, yes, you're getting it out there, but your peeps need to be paid. Whoever is doing your video needs to be paid.
Yep.
Whoever is doing the production needs to be paid. Are you aware that sometimes if you take, and I love him, Stevie Wonder, composer, producer, songwriter, executive producer. Now, he's an artist, that's true. There is songwriting. From what I've read in research and understand songwriting, if you know what you're doing, you can make a lot of money. You don't necessarily have to be an artist to write a song. You have a good number of songwriters who aren't artists but write for a lot of artists and are getting paid. Do you know about production? Do you know about publishing? Do you know about publishing rights? Do you know about, one of the things that was said was, by the time you pay all of them, try to do everything to have your game presented publicly the way you feel it should be presented publicly, or what you've seen publicly, there is what you would like to have, the rule of addition and multiplication, but if you don't know what you're doing, it's really subtraction and division. Because, as it points out in the video, here's a million, then you gotta have your look. You have to have your house. You have to have your car. You have to have the fly video. You have to have the tour. You gotta pay for your entourage. You gotta have all the setup. You gotta have the interviews. You gotta have this. You gotta have that. Then if you want the cha-ching to go upward, but the cha-ching is going downward, and it's going down, it's minus this, minus this, minus this amount, minus that amount. Do you have an accountant who is aware of managing that? Not saying the accountants can't do what they can do, but you need one to be specialized as far as entertainment and music industry is concerned. Do you know how your songs are being looked at when it's downloaded? Do you know how to make sure that it doesn't say track one, unknown artist, unknown album? Do you know about meta tagging?
Go run that day, because that was a 10 logical thing. You tell them about that little thing one more time. That big M word. Repeat that again for them.
Meta tagging.
Because I'm telling you, I had to stop you on that because I get so agitated. Like, y'all, really, and seriously, especially when as a DJ and stuff, nothing more annoying than to get a track and it doesn't have that data on there right, because it's going to help me. It's so much easier to go when I'm a person, and I think I put a post last week about it. I'm real fidgety about putting my I'm one of those people. I have my music by artist folders. I have artist folders, and then I put the music in there accordingly because I don't want it all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the easy way to do that is if I got the meta tags in place, is going to help. It's going to help organize that much better, especially when mm-hmm. I'm DJing. So I'm glad you said that.
You're welcome. There is the understanding and having to know about everything as far as the audio and all of this. How is your music being presented as far as that's concerned? Do you know the difference between a WAV file and an AUS file? Do you know the difference between the MP3 file and the CDA file? A lot of times, hey, Mary, if you get a reading, you know, can you play my music or whatever, you're going to have it where they're going to say, is your audio in MP3, number one, and number two, is a particular kilobyte per second. Now, if you don't understand what that means, you're going to have a problem. Because the standard as far as the music industry, when it comes to if you're going to email your music, if you're going to put it in a zip folder, if you're going to use Dropbox or Box B in order to get your music out, if you're going to have it where they're going to Reverb Nation or DatPiff or any other site like that, how is that going to be managed? Is your website going to be this, I don't know how many are still using MySpace or whatever. But
oh, they got new, hey, you know what? They released a new merger of MySpace.
Okay.
I like
heard
it way better than the old one.
Okay. Because many times, okay, MySpace is fine, Facebook is fine, Twitter is fine, but you are eventually going to have a main website for you as an artist, music. You have to understand YouTube. You're going to have to understand the type of files that you need to upload and download. You need to understand conversion. Do you understand that, okay, whatever you email at gmail.com, at yahoo.com, at AOL.com, is going to eventually have to say, because if you're going to be about business, and say if you don't mind using you as an example, you know, administrator at cityj.com.
Exactly,
you're going to have
exactly.
to be about business. Do you know about SoundCloud? Do you know about how to do LinkedIn? How about Twitter?
Now, okay, I might go to the phone lines really quick because I see we got somebody very special. One of our mutual special friends, Miss Kavir lady. We'll go ahead. I got because I don't have the beam effect on here. I got to beam him up. What's up, DJ Stuff? What's good? his chat to me was way better than mine. I was like, what the heck is that? They ain't tracking up nobody. He's tracking up dirt.
What's happening, people, man? What's good? What's good, Miss Computer Lady? Say to Baby Powder Friends Jay, Life After Dust Live. I finally get the live show.
Oh man, and oh, man, you know what? This your first time meeting one of my co-hosts, man. My new co-host, Miss Tara Lamont.
How are you doing?
Miss Tara Lamont.
Tara Lamont, yes sir.
Tara Lamont. Yes. I ain't even gonna sound like what kind of name. You must be a model.
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. You got one of them good look names, you know what I'm saying? Your baby, you got kids?
No, I don't.
Okay, well don't name your kids Alexis and Benzina. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Like, yeah, none of them names.
I was thinking more of a Hoopty or a Pinto.
Well, you know. Boy, Cadillac. You know what I'm saying? Call them Cadillac. But anyway, what's happening, people? You know, I'm fresh off the fresh up in here. You know, celebrating a birthday. You know, like the ladies, y'all celebrate a month long. I'm trying to get a week. up in here. You know what I'm saying? I'm just
happy birthday,
Kelly. I'm trying to get 7 days. Can I get the Lord's perfection? 7 days. That's all I need. You know. I'm just saying.
Go ahead and get your seven days.
I'm just saying. But yeah, man, you know, that's what's up. Shouts out to the new co-host and everything. May you have some good adventures up on her. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, that's coming from Florida too, y'all. I know you probably don't peep the accent, but it's Tampa, Florida. You know what I'm saying?
Tara be in Florida a lot, so
yeah.
Does she know about the flow?
Yeah, I actually do. I was actually born in Jacksonville, Florida, Duval County.
And where you at now?
I was raised in Detroit, so I'm a dirty mitten chick.
Oh, okay, I'm going to just say safe, because, yeah, Jacksonville, same.
Same raised in the
Better be on the outside looking in. I like Jacksonville, but I'm saying as I drive through it, you know what I'm saying? yeah, that's pretty much it. But, yeah, man, you know, I'm doing my little birthday week. And, you know, just stop through because I was looking through, I seen Blog Talk trying to step up their quality of look. But that's pretty
much it. They got one more thing to change, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They just fighting
to
change the goddamn sound.
Yeah. You see, I simulcast the show. I think that was what Saturday I did a show, and I actually reversed it. I called through TalkShoe. You know what I'm saying? Set up the show through Blog Talk, and then got the HD quality that way.
Okay, that's what a lot of people are doing. I see a lot of people have been doing little magic tricks.
Just
I guess
flip it, and then call in through the talk show. The talk show allows you to do up to a 2-hour call for free. You know what I'm saying? So flip it up through the talk show, then call in the Blog Talk, and then you get the HD, and you can use the switchboard to play all your music and all that other kind of stuff because that's the only thing talk show ain't got.
Now I got a question because we were just talking, and yeah, definitely, because you say this, you and Goofy Bone share the same pain in me, and Mr. Peele was just talking about it, about how important it is for the sound, and you just said something about like a Blog Talk, as far as when you're an artist in the sound quality that you send up your music.
Well, I mean,
and how important it is to have those tags on it.
It's a difference between being what I call a closet jam, like I'm in the closet right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm in my little grow room, and I ain't going to go in no further into that. But that's what it is. You got a closet jam entertainment artist, a person that just go into their homeboy closet, you know what I'm saying, and get on the mic and put down some bubblegum rap, you know, with the homeboy making a bubblegum beat, and then they try to hit the streets, you know what I'm saying, and push that. Versus somebody that actually, you know, put about $50. It don't take $1 million to make a hot song. I don't mean song. $50. As long as you got a good producer that know what he's doing, know how to engineer the music, and make the beat, and he ain't trying to, you know, knock your head off. $50. You know, if you put something into your talent and put something into your craft, you'll get that out of it. We don't have that nowadays, though. These dudes and a lot of these females, I don't know what they on, but they're not about perfecting their craft. They trying to follow that dream that they see on MTV and BET, you know, buy their mama a $1 million home, but can't pay her bills when she get in the home.
Let's look somebody up.
So I reflect that too. A local situation, these little young dudes got bamboozled, you know what I'm saying? Some little local record station down here going to tell these dudes, I'm going to give you a $1 million contract. It's six dudes talking about a 5-year contract, and they all six of them got to split that $1 million.
Let's see.
But besides seeing that they was just getting whooped out the door, one of them, the only complaint he had was, oh, man, I can't buy my mama, I can't buy me a Benz, and I can't buy my mama a house. And see, that's my whole point of, you know, priorities into the music game, too. You know, it's not about just making money. It's about being in the game for a long time, not just being a one-hit wonder, and then you're stuck like MC Hammer and you ain't got no money. And you're looking sick.
Mm-hmm. And that was the business part mentioned
earlier. Yeah. Right. It's a whole combination. Dudes just, and females, I'm saying this all the way around the board, they think just because I can rap, I can sing, if I put my stuff on a CD, everybody finna buy it, or every DJ finna push it for free, and they finna take me to the highest height, and I ain't got to do nothing. I don't need to go online. I don't need to learn nothing about online. I don't need an email address. You know, I don't need my own website. I don't need none of that, and I'm going to make it. I'm a soldier boy my way into the game without a dance move.
Wow, everybody think that how they can do the soldier boy thing. I'm just go over here and then I'm good to go, man. That's half the story. You still got to push yourself in the streets, and you got people still pushing in the streets, because the streets are the people that
a fan base. You
buy music on the streets, in the shows.
Talk to an artist now and ask him, you know, what's his fan base? You know, what's your fan base? They gonna look at you like, huh? But you don't have a fan, Miss Taryn.
I do.
What's your fan base?
You talking about percentages?
Yeah, like what's your fan base?
On Twitter and Instagram, it's in the thousands, minor thousands. On Facebook, friend wise, in the thousands. Fan page is actually like in the hundreds.
Okay, but now that's your craft. You are your craft. You understand your craft. Therefore, you understand statistics about your craft. I asked the average artist that. They're not finna be able to say that. I got this many real followers on Twitter, or this many hits, or this many people buying my stuff off of Reverb Nation because I heard the conversation earlier. You know what I'm saying? Or any of them other websites. You're not, these average artists today, you're not finna have that. They bam
some of these people can buy followers. That'd be what I'd be saying. Some of you be buying followers and be having like they better than you. Like, where did y'all get that from?
Yeah. A lot of people buy followers, and I just, you know, I mean, it kind of throws everybody off. I guess if you go about it the right way, you know what I mean? I just don't understand why people buy these followers for, like, a popularity contest and they're not doing anything to, like, protect themselves from it. You know what I mean? Like, you're not trying to make no money from this. You're not, you know what I'm saying? But other than that, you know, at the end of the day, we still, you know, some people know you personally. You know what I'm saying? So they know, like, all this big talk and whatever, you know, you're pursuing.
Right. Yeah, that's true, too. That's true. You know, at the end of the day.
Tara, I can tell Tara followers all real, because they ain't coming. Oh, man, I be saying on our page, ooh, Terry, ooh, girl, I saw that picture. Oh, they be calling in.
They do. I love them to death, man. Those are my lemon heads right there. I don't feel I need to buy
anything. I got to say shout out to Teddy J. Helped to come up that trademark name. And those guys didn't know that the lemon heads, it just is not struck the same way as the regular lemon heads. Put it like that. But anyway.
I might go back to
Ms. PC for a quick second, because I had another question for her. We asked earlier, we did ask you what your favorite operating system was. Mm-hmm. Now, another thing to take it further, because, you know, like people see Ms. Computer Lady and they don't think, hey, they don't realize that, hey, you also, like on your show, you're very smart, and that's why we also tied it in today's show, the name, the title. You're very smart of how you tie technology as a whole. And then you also kind of always, every show, like, you have a lot of different entertainers come through, but you always tie it in with technology, too, or how they
use it. And it's always interesting seeing how those artists, what they, their answers are and stuff. And
it was quite interesting. And I thank you for that. Tara mentioned something quite significant. I'm glad that you did. As far as the buying followers, especially when it comes to tweets, which is over the internet. Let me say that again. Over the internet, so you have to be computer literate. Just because you're buying something and you're making someone else profit doesn't mean that it's going to profit you. You can have a lot of followers, but out of all those followers that you're going to buy, how many of them are helping to cross-promote? How many of them are buying your product or your song or your single or your download or your mixtape, whatever? How many of them are vouching for you?
Can I add a personal story in there on that, matter of fact? R.I.P. to my brother Jet Set. You know what I'm saying? Jet Set Hudson, Mr. Sexy and I'm Homeless. And y'all can look his videos up on YouTube. Now, this brother here, you know, just passed away, 59 years old. Now, before he passed away, Jet been in Hollywood for 25-plus years. He got pictures with every kind of star you can possibly think of. He didn't really find his stardom to today's stardom until he hooked up with this dude called Bart Baker, white dude that do parody videos, you know, all different kind of videos. What his thing is, he goes and looks at videos that already has 30 million hits, 40 million hits, and he makes a parody video on it, which we all know, okay, yeah, you would get at least a million hits, you know what I'm saying, out of that 30 million. You know what I'm saying, to look at your parody video. The only problem with Jet, though, he's been in Hollywood so long that he didn't know the technology. So this dude sit up here and paid him, and not in the right amount, put it that way, you know what I'm saying, whooped him on the videos. But then he didn't understand that, and until I pointed it out 6 months later, until I started looking around and figuring out what was going on, I said, Jet, do you understand? This man is selling your image. Okay, so this man got Jet Set face on T-shirts, four different T-shirts. He got the song on iTunes, all of the songs on iTunes. He got ringtones for all of the songs. Jet did four different songs, four different videos. So he got T-shirts, videos, ringtones, all for this man's image, and Jet ain't getting no compensation off of it. Because he doesn't know how to track anything online. He didn't know anything about his online presence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's a key thing right there. You know, he done missed out on hundreds of thousands of dollars. Honestly, truthfully. Because
this
point is what, 20 cents per view or something like that, 10 cents per comment on YouTube, whatever. You know what I'm saying? He at 15 million right now. You know what I'm saying? The first 2 months we was at 2 million. So it's like he got no compensation off of that. He had no contracts. Contracts. Biggest thing, I don't think nobody said that. Contracts. When it comes to this music business, there is no, you know what I'm saying, a handshake. There's no such thing as a handshake contract. Everything is paper. If you ain't putting it down on paper, you a foe. You're not a friend, you a foe. Even your friends should be putting it down on paper. If you go into a project with your friends and it's about money, it's about business, it should be on paper.
So even if it's not like a formal contract, it'd be in writing.
In writing.
It'd be in freaking writing. I want you to write that down. So make sure you write it down and
right.
Date it.
Yes, and in some cases it need be notarized. You have to understand contracting, how to develop a contract, and all of that. Smelly, I'm glad you mentioned that because yes, it was mentioned before. But then you'll have someone who will. It's in black and white. It's on contract. Sign on the dotted line and don't know what in the world they are signing. That's one of the things brought up on that video YouTube link I had in the chat room setting, because when you're signing the contract, one of the things I was educated about is what an advance really is and what it is not. And that was something I had said earlier. You are the artist, but you got to pay everybody else, and that includes,
you know. But then look at this, too. When all these artists out there trying to run to a record label, how many, look at each different record label, and it's only a top three now of record labels, you know what I'm saying? Universal.
It's a 4%.
Def Jam, you know what I'm saying? They still ain't, you know, ain't really hitting on nothing. But then you got to look at the roster that each one of these record labels have. They have a roster of artists that they're signed to. That roster is just like a basketball team or football team. And that's where your performance is going to be at. If you ain't the hottest thing on that roster, well, then you just going to be riding the bench with the rest of the 20 other artists that's on that roster.
You're going to be a tax write. You're going to be what I call a tax write-off.
A tax write-off. And you're going to be sitting up there waiting in line until your chance to blow with it. With all your Creative Commons rights taken, because once you sign, you can't go off and start doing all your own stuff like you was doing, making your own mixtape covers and promoting yourself like you was doing. No. You said you wanted the record company to do all that. You wanted to be a slave to the record company. So, therefore, give all your rights up, and that's what you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what a lot of these artists do. Yeah, I want to be signed. They go and run off and be signed, and then they bench roll, and you never hear about them again.
I mean, that's why me personally, people always tell me all the time, man, dude, man, why you not on the major radio yet, man? You not on the major radio yet? And it's a lot of my, because one of my friends just recently came, and it's an artist I work with a whole lot. He actually just recently became a radio personality.
Said it, Jay. Ask any one of your radio friends how many people call in from Florida.
Exactly.
Ask them,
how many people call in from Australia? God,
New
freaking
York.
Name. We go, we go,
New Zealand, Deutschland. The Netherlands. Come on, man. When they try to kick that same game, talking some online. My ass. Online is the thing. It's the shit.
Mm-hmm.
It outweighs every FM, AM radio station because you all only broadcast to a 100-mile radius in a trilateral, tri-county area. So they're only reaching three counties. And each area that you see broadcast towns is only three counties, well, at least down here in Florida, it's three counties, and that's 100 miles wide. So you're in a circle. You're talking about 100 miles you go, you run into another radio station. Go another 100 miles, you run into another radio station.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. You ain't getting, unless you on satellite or XM, You getting no kind of exposure such as what we got here. And you can get this on your phone, plug it in through your auxiliary jack, and what's better than that? Nothing.
Yeah, I mean, the same. Yeah, exactly. You come straight to the radio the exact same freaking way. But look at all those same radio stations, the major radio stations, look at what they listen to the regular radio.
They're
promoting their
online
sites more than they are their regular sites now because they know.
But they say
has been shutting it down.
Right. But you see, the thing is, like you said before, many commercial stations had to do what they had to do and become more of a internet and website presence because when it came to internet radio stations, when it came to internet podcasts, I thank you, D.A. Williams, that's who I really first learned about all of this. It was like, because they were noticing how great the music was. This was something new. You know, everybody's talking about it. And when people get tired of the playlist, which is corporately run. Oops, did I say that? Anyway, finding how this and how fresh it is. Corporate and commercial radio was like, wait a minute, we're losing people. There's a loss. It's funny when you have money on your mind and your mind on your money, because it's like, okay, we got to do something to try to counteract this. Perfect example. Real short story summarized. Although he left Lucky Goofy, Goofy Bone Smelly and Seti will know what I'm talking about. One of the artists interviewed Shelly Kay when she first came out. We were playing her song. She was interviewed at one of her hometown radio stations. They were talking to her about, you know, as an indie artist, whatever, getting her music out. She let them know during the interview, my music's already been heard. My music is out in everywhere from Australia to the Caribbean to Africa to England, different part of the United States.
But they can't get on that concept. FM radio is not advanced. And that includes the radio show hosts that are on it.
It was a shock to them, though. Like, it was a shock to them because she is letting them know that, no, my music has been out already. Y'all just finding out. And I can say with kind of, I guess, an embarrassment to them. And then when I came to see one of her shows, they saw who I was and came to say all eyes were on me because I was a friend. I was a friend yet the enemy at the same time. I wasn't trying to be the enemy or whatever. But commercial radio does and does not like internet radio in a sense because it's competition. And you have now, especially DJs, if there are any DJs who are also commercial radio broadcasters, have their own internet whatever. So whatever can
Have
played.
Their own podcast on the side. Exactly.
Right.
They can do what they can't do on commercial radio. Some find it a problem, some do, some don't. Which could
steal revenue from that actual radio station. So a lot of them can't do it technically, because if you do it, then you are now you are in conflict with the radio station.
Yeah.
Because we are online too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it gets crazy with that radio game. You know what I'm saying? You got a lot of limitations. Homegirl of mine, she got fired because, you know, hey, she was in there, you know what I'm saying, remaking the little CDs, making her own CDs, using the equipment. She was an artist and stuff like that. You know, so, you know, you can't pimp the game. The game is here to pimp you, you know what I'm saying? And they quickly dismissed her, you know what I'm saying, because she want to leak her songs onto the radio, and it was a smooth move while it lasted, you know what I'm saying, but. No, that was quickly caught up, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Because
it's regulated about money.
It's about money, and that goes back to what was said before. Don't hate the player, hate the game. You got to know how to play the game. Sorry that young lady was fired, but she really didn't know how to play the game.
Right.
There's some things you can and cannot do when it comes to certain things. A lot was said, I understand, but this all deals with the technology and how, you might as well say, technology influenced the music industry. You have to understand that to be up on your game, you have to have that technical knowledge, that virtual knowledge, that digital knowledge, that internet knowledge, that computer literate foundation, or you're going to be lost. Check out many of our archives. Any artist we have interviewed has at one point said that they had to use the computer advantage to them because it's more of a spread on where their music is heard. There have been artists who have said that it's been challenging because either they didn't know that they have to be more computer savvy to get their music out, or they've been in the game for a bit, and there was a time that they really didn't have to have an understanding about computers, but presently, in order to survive, they have to or have to contract or hire somebody or have somebody on their team that has computer knowledge.
When it comes to artists, point blank, period, they just some lazy mofos. You got a model on the phone, and you hear everything that, you know what I'm saying, she does, which is what they're supposed to do. You're supposed to sell yourself. That's what you're supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. You know, she's selling her beauty, but your beauty is your voice. Everybody has a talent, but at the same time, you're supposed to know how to expose that properly. If you don't know how to do that, if you don't know how to keep track of that, you in the wrong business. These artists don't do none of that. None of them sit around. Let me ask you something, Ms. Taryn. Have you ever sat around in the behind the scenes of a video shoot or a photo shoot just to see how it go?
When I first started, yes, I did.
Just to see what they gonna be doing, you know, what poses they might be asking me to be in, and
operate, how does it go down, how productive, how professional they should be. Yeah, I watch all of that.
Okay, so that's homework. That's homework. None of these are. I guarantee you, you cannot. I'll put $100,000 if I had it. You guys, any artists right now, have they ever went to a studio first? Before talking about paying their $25 or whatever, sit down and watch what the dude do at the production. Watch what he does with somebody actually in the booth and watch what he's actually doing and how he's producing this person's song. Because if you see how he's producing this person's song, then you would know how your song is going to come out. If you see this person don't know what he's doing, he keep telling this dude, "Nah, man, do it over, take, do another take. Nah, it ain't sounding right. Okay, hold up, let me." You know not to do deal with this dude.
Right.
You do your homework. There's no homework done in the game. They do not think this is school. They think, you know, that's a lot of people in life. They think when you get out of school, you know, life is done. And you ain't, no. Life is learning every day.
Yes,
and every single thing that you into, that you get involved in, it's about learning because you're getting into something new. You got to learn about it.
Even right.
Rapping and singing is just not enough. This is not the Belle Biv DeVoe days when you can stand, or Boys in the Hood, or Boys to Men, stand on the corner and sing, and somebody to ride by and say, "Ooh, you sound good." Hell no. This is not them days. This is just the days of technology and advancement, the days of T-Pain. I mean, you know, one time for Roger and Zap, but this is the days that, you know, the synthesized voice comes in and everybody can sound good. I can put your grandma on a CD and make her sound good.
Oh, that one. I don't want to give you the wrong impression.
You feel me? So that whole competitive game, you know what I'm saying, is now.
But
you got to come correct. You got to come with the image. I mean, you got to come with your homework done. You know, dude told me one time, he said, you know, the industry is 95% image, 5% skill. He said because they can make the skill up. They can make you sound like whatever you want. Whatever they want. But that image is what they need. They need to be able to put that image on a CD cover and sell it. They need to be able to put that image in some shoes and be able to sell it. Because you ain't going to be singing on no Foot Locker commercial. You ain't going to be rapping on no Foot Locker commercial. You ain't going to be rapping with jewelry on when you on K Jewelers commercial. So that image is what they need. They need a good image to sell. You come in there with your pants hanging down, your bra, your titties hanging all out, you know, thinking that's cute. you know what I'm saying, at the same time that's not professional for what you're trying to achieve. And that's what these artists do. They go in and think that image from the streets is going to carry them over into a business.
No.
Business, music industry, model industry, the industry, period. When you are out of the streets and you are industry, then it's about money.
Mm. And see, that's a key word, industry. Be it music industry, be it modeling industry, be it construction industry, be it computer industry, whatever. Whenever you're talking industry, you're talking business. When you're talking business, you're talking professional. As far as anything from Foot Locker to Kay Jewelers or whatever. One of the things the video mentioned is one of the other income streams for many artists, if they know what they're doing and they got the team to do it, is gaining endorsement. Now, the only way this person can model anything from Kay Jewelers is if there was an endorsement deal, but understanding what the endorsement deal involves, because if you're going to get an endorsement deal and co-op or help promote a brand, you're going to have to follow whatever the guidelines of the contract are. Another perfect example, okay, Beyonce and Pepsi. Say what you will, but questions about how this happened, that happened, Beyonce had to follow whatever the contract guidelines for Pepsi were. Her upcoming tour, if anybody looks at it, who is helping to split the bill for her tour?
Exactly.
The, you know, the company, the corporation. They were probably talking.
They get PETA in there. Oh, my gosh, she wore iguana and leather. How could she do it? Shit. How could she not?
Shoot. Pepsi, I mean, Pepsi alone, she has a 50 million dollar contract from Pepsi alone.
Right. How could she?
And you
not?
See what did that involve? You see, one way or another, that involved technology. I don't care what you say. Now maybe we don't know the particulars or the ins or outs, but I guarantee you, it involved technology. Was there an eFax then? What were the emails? What were the Skype calls? What were the whatever?
The whole performance was digitized with all the faces and all that kind of stuff. That was all digitized, you know what I'm saying? They shot the little pyrotechnics up, did the little digital screen, they made the two faces, and then she came out and did her.
And that's technology. And the designing of how the stage was looked, I guarantee you that was technology.
Yeah. The lights in the floor, you know what I'm saying? You got lights that bounce off the floor, and then you got lights that just beam everywhere to throw your eye off, to add to the whole atmosphere of, wow, this is something special.
And computer operated. Now,
I get that. But the computer, but I like you give us a final word as far as connecting both the entertainment industry and technology, as far as like summing all of it up into a minute. You can put it all into a minute. What would be the way you would say is the best way to be able to combine both the entertainment industry, that's modeling, rapping, writing, we go down this all day long, acting, whatever, and then also combine it with the technology industry? How do you put the two together?
You put the two together by understanding that, yes, you are in the music industry. You are about music. You have to keep up with the trends of the music industry or any industry, because the industry is going to change. Whatever those standards are, you got to keep up with them. The standards these days for music includes having a foundational base as far as understanding technology and computer. If you do not have any knowledge of computers, technology, or whatever, get the knowledge, because in order for you to succeed in this industry, you have to have it. So it's ands or buts about it.
Damn. All right, now, I got a special surprise I'm going to do. So I want you to do also go ahead and let everybody know as far as your website to check out your stuff too, because if you're not computer trained, just want to let you know exactly how to get right, man.
Well, you can go to www.yourcomputerneeds.net, and all the information is there, including the prices. I do also online computer training, so make sure you get with me. When you see the prices, yes, they are negotiable. If you need to contact me, click on the Contact Us link, fill out the information, click Submit, and it will come right to me. If you would like to call me, the contact number is 419-304-4564. Once again, 419-304-4564. As far as the Miss Pew Ladies Show, it is Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, www.blogtalkradio.com/Miss Pew Lady. I'm honored, and I thank you all so much.
Oh, we thank you.
Thank you. It's
something that I definitely, I've been like, it's been bugging me, especially after I continually, I've really just been on edge, and really my attitude is really like getting real bad about a lot of the artists and models and other people that's not tech savvy, and it's because they feel like that, you know, that's not really important. You know, it's more than just who follow me on Twitter. It's so much more than that. So,
They might follow you, but are they doing more than just following?
What are you doing with that information? From a business standpoint, what are you doing?
That's why I had to get on my unfriend list. Listing when I with Facebook, you know, because it just got to a point where, wait a minute, that was the whole downfall of MySpace. Just the ability to be able to be your friend instantly, and it looked like a person got 100,000 million people, and they don't know not name person and not name person buying they poster CDs or anything about them.
Mm-hmm. You know, right. I'm about to do the same thing
is starting to happen with Facebook. But the problem with Facebook, just like MySpace, they put these big stupid ads all in front of you. They're making it, you know what I'm saying, harder for you to navigate. And yeah, it becomes the commercialized version of the end in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and people be so shocked, like, oh no, I can't, not my Facebook.
And I got the 2-day block.
I'm about to show him his plug on that too.
You know, Stick'em shut down too, right? Stick'em.com.
Yeah, they just shut.
They shut down. February 28th. That's their official day. So it's like that was one of the best services I was using for video chat, and even going to the website.
They were the first to do. A lot of people don't know this. They were the first to do video chat.
Wait a minute, they shut down Tiny Chat? No,
they still. They got porn work for them. They always going to be up. You know what I'm saying?
That's a whole other show right there.
But again,
yourcomputerneeds.net. Again, click on the contact us, fill out the information, click submit, and I will get it. Referrals would be helpful as well to everybody. Just as artists need referrals, music artists need referrals, indie artists need referrals for people to grow their fan base or whatever. As far as the future trends concerning, if you know somebody, say, hey, look, call this lady in Toledo, Ohio, because you need to get computer trained, because there are some stuff you need to know that I can't teach you because I don't know it myself. Get her, and yes, you will have to pay. She's not free. Work out something. Let's work it out, because you need to be computer savvy, and it still amazes me, as I said before, in 2013, how many millions upon thousands of people aren't even computer savvy as far as even the basics that someone under 10 years old already knows about.
Well, can I tell a joke on the way out?
Oh yeah, because we got something to tell you for you going for that too.
Tell a joke. Let me capitalize on that. 88.5 FM down here, which is our little local, you know what I'm saying, public access, whatever you want to call it, freedom of speech radio. They did a simulcast, and this is how they said it. We're going to simulcast. Now, Ms. Taryn, this sounds kind of funny to you because, you know what I'm saying, you're new to the family. But
oh, yeah, it's hilarious to me. I love this joke.
Now, this simulcast, okay. Now, dude will say, he come on, we're going to simulcast with our sister station in Africa. This is something we've never done before. Now, this was last year, 2012. We're going to simulcast with our sister station in Africa. We've never done this before. We're going to see if we can do it. Here we go. Like it's a goddamn space shuttle launch or something. I'm like, what are y'all talking about? Like, This is how I'm listening. Okay. Here we go. Hello. Can you hear us? Yes. This is the United States. Is this Africa? Wow, this is Africa. Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time in history, we are doing what they are calling simulcasting. That means we are simultaneously hooking up one radio station with another radio station overseas.
We've done that how many times?
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. For Natasha Triple X.
Yes, birthday.
Radio.
Oh, 24 hours straight.
How many? What? Are you crazy? Man, we hooked up the fucking world in 24 hours, man. Are you serious? We had the whole world simulcast, and that shit was 2005. We were doing that till stuff. I don't know, that was a long time ago. We were doing that.
It was about 2009. We're still
2009. Okay. But we did that, and we linked Miss Taryn. Listen, we plotted this out just like we did our own host reunion and went to Las Vegas, and all the hosts met up from all around the world. Ain't nobody ever did that before. Anyway,
and I got the next one.
And, we got a spark.
I couldn't make the first one.
But we organized, and we, as radio show hosts, from Florida to Ohio to New York to Australia to Texas, everywhere in between, we lined up, and back then, Blog Talk was sweet. They was giving us 3-hour shows, you know what I'm saying? Goofy Bone in California. So what we did was we did a 24-hour marathon through time zones and area codes and all that, world after world. You talking about New Zealand was involved in this, Australia was involved, the Netherlands was involved. What's the other homeboy? What the hell he was from? Was it Austria or something? No.
Down Austria. I know
who
you're talking about too.
Another dude, Alexander. Where he from?
Ooh, dang, it's been so long.
Remember him? The other foreign dude that he couldn't spit on the ground. They couldn't spit on the ground or something like that without getting a fine or something like that. They couldn't chew gum. Yeah, all that. These are the real kind of characters we done dealt with.
Right.
Okay, country.
Yeah,
they can't spit on the ground. They can't chew gum in public. You know, some real what in the hell type shit. Listen to the archives. It's been covered.
Well, what you have to do via the internet. It might take a while to search, but they're there.
Well, we hooked up 3-hour shows, and we combined, I think, at least, what, 6-7 shows? At least 7 shows. Because I did 6 hours. I did the first 3 hours, then doubled over to another show, did 3 hours. Then we flipped it over. I don't know who was next. I don't know if it was Goofy Bone. He did 3 hours.
He did
3 hours. Sweet D Love did 3 hours. Miss Computer, everybody was in on it. We all, at least, like 3 hours.
Fun. It was so much fun.
Everybody went from one show, you talking about if it was 30 people on the first show, okay, mm-hmm. then they moved, that 30 people moved from this show to the next 3-hour slot.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And we was on for 3 hours. From that, from whatever 30, 40, 50 people, okay, to move mm-hmm. on to the next show, to the next slot. So you talking about we done went from Florida, we done went to Texas, we done went to California, we done went to New York, we done went to New Zealand, we got in on it, we done went to Australia. So you talking mm-hmm. about time, 16-hour differences, 12-hour differences, 5-hour differences, just complete world togetherness all at one time. We did that
right
here in Baltimore.
I mean, I got to make a comment on that. We got to get back to that.
We do have to get back to that. That was some beautiful shit, man. If we show the world how we supposed to be.
People are so into their own freaking worlds now. Like, I'm gonna keep it 10,000. A lot of these new hosts on here, y'all new shows. Y'all so into your own show. Y'all don't want to go check out other people's show because y'all feel like, oh well, I did my show and now I got other things to do.
Well, no, they caught up in that blog talk radio 101 shit that I'm trying to build. I'm gonna build me a brand and I'm gonna make me a brand. I'm gonna be called commercial. No, hell the fuck no. This is independent online radio. You need to get you a voice. Get your goddamn message out there. Save the FM.
You can have a brand
bullshit. For that.
We accidentally started brands. That's the funny thing.
And that's what they're preaching now. But you see, everything that we started with our shows, now you can go to BTR 101, you will see all of our stuff there, how to become a radio show host. They wasn't preaching that back then.
We just did.
How to be your own DJ. How to be your own DJ. They wasn't talking about that back then. Playing music real heavy. They weren't talking about that back then. They were talking about come on here and get a blog started. Talk started. They weren't talking about no creativity. They weren't talking about UFOs and all the other kind of stuff until all of us got really started in this and really formatted. It wasn't no intellectual computer shows with music mixed in. With artists mixed in. It wasn't no real until Mother Knows came along. And some real.
Oh, Mother Knows.
Come on now.
Hey, that's the BTR host. We mentioned Mother Knows. That's the BTR host everybody was trying to be like.
Trying to emulate, you know, Mother Knows. Because mm-hmm. my boy, he was doing his thing. You know, he's still
yes,
doing
he
his
was.
Thing. You know,
yeah, in Philly, when I went to New Jersey this summer, I was able to hear Mother Knows.
Mm-hmm. We're still doing it. The thing also with all this, too, for any indie artist, like, okay, what is what y'all talked about back in 2009 equated to? It equated to allow your music play, sometimes more than one. And so the world hearing this, there have been many indie artists who, like, we are friends with now, who has said thank you so much. Oh, she was interviewed today on JPE TV Network. Go, Red Shade Steve, who has said thank you so much because I've been trying to get my music played for the longest. You all have made sure my music was played. And when we did those marathon shows, sometimes you might hear a couple songs on Kennelly's show, the next time you might hear a couple on my show, next time you hear a couple on Seti's show, next time you hear on Goofy's show, we got
but
that.
But people
wasn't
understanding. They wasn't. They just, you know what I'm saying? That's really, when you look back at it, that's that, you know, you were ahead of your time.
Mm-hmm.
Because people ain't even understanding that these are different states. They can't comprehend that. Unless you've actually been somewhere or actually really engaged in conversation with somebody from another place, you
mm-hmm.
really have not been outside your box. Hey, I'm ex-military, so Lord bless me to be able to go to Germany, and I've seen Italy, and I've seen countries, so I know there's something better than the goddamn United States.
I know that.
You know what I'm saying? I know that from a personal experience. So I can share that. I can share that. So you share that, and that's what makes us better as a people.
Right. Okay, co-hosting. I mean, that they talk about co-hosting. Earlier in the time, we were doing the co-hosting before they started asking people how to co-host. We did, like, maybe, a co-host. You know, we would help each other out. Let's say, you know,
She was almost famous. Everything. She almost famous, really. You know, besides Miss Lola. Shouts out to Miss Lola and New Zealand.
I always like how she said. You have to excuse us, Terry. We're going back down memory lane. And when she did it, ahala.
Terry must be on my mind right now. But no, man.
And also the interview. Like, when I did interviews, if I did something live, you know, edit the audio and play it on the VCR. That was quite advanced for a lot of people, too. Now people are starting to do it, but you got to know how to do it.
Right, because they know what they're doing. Yeah, they did.
And have it where I interview artists, and not only was it done on VCR, through WDKKRadio.com. It was that simulcasting. You have an internet radio station and an internet radio podcast at the same time broadcasting this interview of the artist, which was Lovey Jet Time. And you get the name dropping and everything. The internet radio podcasting, it was like said, you know, so Smelly and Goofy had said a lot of times, way ahead of this time, a lot of people didn't understand what was going on. A lot of things are happening now with commercial and other outlets. Where did it start? Honestly, it started with internet radio, internet podcasting. When I say those terms, I am talking about technology. I'm talking about computers, which you need to understand. Because if you don't understand, then make sure you contact Your Computer Needs of Trivial LLC at yourcomputerneeds.net. The contact number again, 419-304-4564. And if I went too fast, I'm sorry, download it in the archive.
But early on, we learned about copyright infringement. We learned about copyright infringement and how not to be playing just everybody's on your show through who.
Golden Squad.
So it's like, we learned so much stuff about the industry that this type of stuff you would have to go to college to come and learn, or sit down with a lawyer to learn, an entertainment lawyer at that. You got to be specific. I work with a lawyer. She don't know nothing about entertainment. She knows criminal. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
She don't know entertainment. So you got to know exactly what. You just can't even sit down and sit there like these dudes be talking about. Yeah, I'm gonna go out and get me a lawyer. Why you an entertainer? Why are you just going to get a lawyer? You need to know what kind of lawyer you need. You don't need a malpractice lawyer or personal injury lawyer. You need an entertainment lawyer.
Right.
So specializes in that, marketing and all that. That's what you need.
If anybody you have on your team, as you call it, they have to be specialized. You can have somebody who's computer savvy or tech. That's good and fine. But does that person who is computer savvy know anything about, let's say, filters, let's say, about Audacity and how to edit audio files? Do they know how to specialize in promotion when it comes to entertainment? Because they can be computer knowledgeable all they want and all you want to have. But if they don't know what to do, you're going to have to train them how to do it, which is going to what? It's going to take time because they got to learn how to do what you request.
Man.
I'm sure with modeling, you could probably attest to that because, or you to do the promotion. I don't know if you have anybody doing your promotions or if you do it yourself. But if you get any help, they got to know at least a little something about the modeling industry.
Right.
That's very true. Yeah, because
she just recently got signed. She got recently signed too.
Yeah, I did get signed. I'm managed now. And I mean, it takes a lot. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of females and males models think that it's just about taking pictures. It's not. You know what I mean? I mean, you have to really take it to the next step. You need to have a publicist. You need to have a lot of stuff going on, like to always be. You have to be marketable too, and really knowledgeable about what you're doing. And you really have to study your craft. And I mean, I'm learning as I go. You know what I mean? I'm not no, you know, straight professional, but I like to say I have a professional mindset at the age of 20. So.
And internet and copyright, make sure before you submit your picture to me, please don't talk to your photographer. Because I had a picture one time where a photographer came and he snapped it. He emailed me. He was snapping on my ass because somebody decided to send me a picture and said, oh, yeah, use this. Make sure that you got a good, that you talk to your photographer and make sure that is right. Because y'all didn't agree, especially y'all got agreements where you can't just be running around all willy-nilly with pictures. They don't, just not do it, because I'm not going to be the one. And they going to come for y'all, because they going to still want to work here. They going to come at the person that posted it. Because they came at I had an instance one time, somebody came at me, and they were like, yeah, man, if you don't pick this off, I'm going to sue you, whatever. I was like, okay, one, two, three, delete. Next photographer.
That's called knowing and understanding contracting language. The photo copyright, you know, learn about that. Make sure everything is tight about you. You have to, because it was mentioned earlier, image. And I had to say something one day, please do not send me audio, and it is not the required audio, because if I have to convert your CDA file to an MP3 file, I'm going to charge you.
You know what? I started telling people that. I was like, you know, even though I'm using a free service, you cost me time. Because you have to keep playing my music. I'm sorry, but I mean, even WMA, I don't even want WMA, because that file is too big. MP3. Can you send me MP3, please? It's widely accepted.
It's the universal audio file, really.
Exactly.
I'm whatever industry, they're going to say MP3, even if they don't know what they're talking about.
I bet you they play it.
Whatever,
the main
thing that's played, that's how I need it.
Hey, Miss Taryn, you know any teeth models?
No, any what models?
Teeth models.
Teeth models.
I might not be all suave in the body, you know what I'm saying, but, you know, I got a nice set of choppers on me, you know what I'm saying? I want to go ahead and get paid off of these things, you know what I'm saying, while, you know, the getting is young, you know, so I just want to know, since you're a model and everything, you know, somebody might want to specialize like Colgate Crest, you know what I'm saying, might want to specialize in a nice set of grill, you know what I'm saying. And,
I'm looking into that for you, for sure.
Yeah,
he's trying to be the male Tina Turner of the pickup industry.
Oh,
yeah, you know what I'm saying? I don't need to put my lips in there. Make sure when I send the profile pic, it's no lips, it's just teeth. You know what I'm saying? Gums and teeth. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm going to get paid off of. I will give you a 5% cut for the finder's fee. You know what I'm saying? every audition. All I'm going to do is come and smile and don't worry about nothing else. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Everybody, you have to have the computer knowledge in order to do this.
Well, hey, check my Facebook. You know what I'm saying? That's what's happening. Check my Facebook. Smells so good. Yeah. That's me, baby.
Right. And
then with a smile, too. Oh, as a matter of fact, Miss Computer, you already seen it. Saturday, you seen my new profile pic?
Yeah,
I'm gonna check. We're gonna check right now.
My new background now. I see the new background.
Wow. Let's just say,
that shit is real. That shit is real. Y'all know I'm 100% authentic with my shit now. That shit is real.
I was like, that's real.
That's just the top part of it. I couldn't get the whole thing in there. That's real. That is real. The dude, that bud that you see with the eyeglasses, imagine your face in some eyeglasses, and then look at that bud, and then, that's the size of it. And that's real.
Sandy and I can tell you, between him and Goofy, we don't know who he is.
Well, you know, he living the life. He living the life because he in California. Believe you me. He if I was in California, my whole house would look like the gingerbread man. You know what I'm saying?
It would look like the gingerbread man, and you know what color it's going to be.
Specialize in herbal confectionaries. You know, that would be my specialty, herbal gardening, anything herbal. You know, pretty much.
Lord.
Medicine, hell, I become Dr. Quinn, the medicine man. You know what I'm saying? I moved to California. I'm 100% green, down here in Florida, and, we can't. We got to stick and move, you know what I'm saying?
We're not talking about green technology, John, so let's get that.
Not yet. But you need technology. But listen, you need technology to know how to grow the marijuana. I needed the Internet to know how to start my whole grow process. Thank you, Internet.
Okay, any artist, because there's a good number of you who might still be in that as well.
But you
don't be in the business if you want to succeed. Make sure your personal life don't get involved with the bees.
Because
if your personal life get involved with the bees, you're not
going to go to the library. Let me make that statement. Go to the library, please. Anybody who listens to this archive, who don't understand that, I don't have a computer at the house. I don't have a computer at the neighbor's house. You have a library. Your library has a computer. It might even be, Bedrock. Bedrock got a computer. Might have two or three of them.
Said Bedrock. I'm doing him.
A computer, you know what I'm saying? So they have a computer. So I'm just saying, you have access. So use the access. I mean, you have to have some drive sometimes. Sometimes you have to walk instead of catching the bus or being able to ride a bicycle or having the luxury of a car. Sometimes you have to put your grind in and get to the resource in order to get out there. That's a source, though. That's your source. You just have to get to it to get to the resources.
Many indie artists, had to start out that way. Eventually, though, you will have to get your own, eventually. And when you are ready to eventually get your own laptop computer or whatever.
But you can get it through the Internet. If you can get to the library, you can get it through the Internet. Go on Craigslist. Look up the free. And shit, somebody giving something away free. Pray to the Lord three times, and pow, it'll probably pop up to you.
It probably will, but you got to be careful on such sites.
As Biggie Ray comes to a close, I'm going for Blog Talk. Get ready to try to do what they do. Shout out to them. I'm going to thank you all. First off, I would thank my co-host with the most, who's always holding me down, Terry. Man, Terry, I'm looking at the date. Terry, this is like almost 1, 2, 3, I want to say it's about the third. I think it's the third month that you've been straight. You've been on the show.
Oh, she don't pay probation. She don't know what I'm talking about. She don't get paid probation.
Oh. I got to just. You just pick up it, you know, it's been a good look because y'all know me, man. Everybody that's right here know that CB goes through the co-host woes. I say it all the time. I want to go in the closet and scream somewhere. Yeah, because it be driving me nuts. I went through a lot of crap with some so-called, man. But, you know, you and Keith, y'all hold me down, and I definitely love it. Taryn will be doing show prep more than I do sometimes, I feel like. She'll be beating me to the show prep. Okay, I got this idea, Sonny. All right, so I saw the topic again. This is what I thought. You know, stuff like that. So I like that you engage, and that's what people understand. Ownership, man, that's another thing about checking entertainment. You got to take ownership of what you do. And that being said, too, I'm about to shameless plug a couple of things before we roll on out. First off, I want to shameless plug the fact that shout out to my boy Smelly, you know, happy birthday to you. Or whatever. It's all week long we celebrating, so I just want to say this happy birthday to you, man. You won the first people I have a show I actually listened to when I first came in. You know, just the way how you and Goofy Bone conducted y'all shows and stuff. It kinda set the forefront for how we do things over here. So I definitely and y'all have always been about that's, you know, supporting the same way I've been thinking, man. And we stick to it the whole time. We ain't changed our tune yet. Showing love to the up-and-coming artists, up-and-coming models, whatever. We ain't changed the tune yet because then the real will real recognize real. And you looking unfamiliar right now, so I'm just saying, don't look unfamiliar around me.
Oh, really? Ain't talking to nobody. We a free enterprise right now, you know, so that's what we do. It's for the love of it, you know what I'm saying? You know, so that's what's up. Yeah, we have been it, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Child Out Radio Commission, man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
well,
yeah.
That's all, man.
And I can give a shout out, of course, to I guess her name, my girl, Miss Computer Lady. I definitely appreciate you because you've been showing a lot of love too. You know, you're one of the first people that I actually ran into as well. And you know, just as far as like how you engage stuff in, I see how a lot of times how, you know, you tie in, you put blog posts out and just kind of sharing some of your, you give people a little bit of information as far as being tech savvy to kind of help them out a little bit. And I like the fact that, you know, you take the time out to do that on the site and all that. Because, you know, a lot of people, some people don't know how to think outside the box. They'd be like, "Well, I'm this. How's it gonna work for me?" You just because you know you might specialize in computer stuff, but you find a way to tie in. Everything gonna tie into each other somehow, some way, and you find a way to tie in what you do into what's going on there. So I appreciate you for doing that, and just big up to you. And every time I see. You're making a lot of big moves. Toledo definitely has a lot of respect for you because every time I see you, you know, got different posts of they're honoring you for something, and it's just wild.
Wow.
Thank you all so much. I greatly appreciate the love. And again, before they cut us off, because BTI is getting good at doing that. I love you all and thank you all so much.
Not real. Yeah, man, I want to say I love y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? Happy Valentine's Day to you. And welcome to the team, Miss Taryn. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
Do you got an alias or something? You know what I'm saying? Shadow or a diamond or, you know what I'm saying, one of them berries or strawberries, something like that. You know, you got an off name. What they call you on the off hours?
Man,
oh, goodness.
So many. You might as well, every time
soul
you see a
baby.
Lemon, you might as well just think of me.
Soul baby. Soul baby. Soul baby.
Yeah,
Soul
yeah,
Baby.
Yeah, we can rock with that.
All right. Soul Baby. I just came up with something new then, y'all, right here, like I do on Blog Talk. Like
there y'all
I
go.
Do.
Another trademark.
Like I do. Soul Baby. All right, Soul Baby.
That's what we do. We'll do that all day. We'll drop trademarks all day.
Exactly.
People write, cut the check.
Soul Baby. I want to see that underneath one of your pictures, too. Soul Baby. You know what I'm saying? With old big afro on. I don't know if you're in short alone, you know. But, you know, put one of them old Erykah Badu wigs on. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
You know.
Get my groove on real quick.
Don't say you're
gonna bring back a thought out of that picture. Woo. Okay, you gotta keep my water on that one. But now, I just remind everybody, if you missed any parts of the show, there's a million different ways you can check it out. And that's the power of technology, which is you can check it out at blogtalkradio.com/CDJ, that's CDDY letter J. You can go to iTunes, type in Life After Dusk Live. Go ahead and type that. It's absolutely free. That's all. Otherwise, I wouldn't even talk about iTunes. It's absolutely free to listen to it on there.
Or
you can download the TuneIn app for your phone. And it's on your phone.
You need your PodTrack player. I don't know if you heard that. Go to PodTrackPlayer.com, man. Get you a PodTrack player. Put your RSS feeds in there. And then it'll automatically... put all your shows from every website, all your talk show shows, it'll put them in one like folder. It'll put all your blog talk shows in one folder, and it's a player. And as soon as you know, if you go onto my website, wdgradio.webs.com, click on archives, as soon as you click on there, you'll see the PodTrack player, and you'll see the music, the last show automatically start playing, because that's how I got it set up.
Right.
But then they can scroll.
There's a lot of PodTrack places, I'll be here all day naming. I mean, Blurberry, all day. Pretty much, there's a reason. Like, people are always like, how do you? You know, I want to make sure I say that real quick, too. People, just because I want to say this to other blog site hosts, your chat room does not always have to be full for you to get respect.
Archives.
God, baby, I mean, I just said, man, how you get them kind of numbers, but you don't be in your chat room, man.
The world is listening. So that's where your powerful, your most listeners come from, your archives. Look at your archive listens. Look at your live listens. You will always have more archive listens. People talk. You want people, if you advertise your show enough, people are going to talk, and then they're going to go back and listen to what they've missed. If they like what they hear, they're going to go back to all 400 shows.